Julie Mayfield, and I am a member of Asheville City Council.
What can you tell me about the proposal as you know it from Senator Apodaca regarding Asheville City Council?
So what we understand is that there is a draft bill that would redistrict the city of Asheville into six districts. So right now the city is one district, so this would create six new districts. That's about all we know. We don't know anything about when this would take effect. There's a lot of detail that we don't know.
And this was reported on by the Asheville Citizen Times this morning, but had you, as part of the city council, heard about this prior to today?
The mayor, the vice mayor, the city manager, and I were in Raleigh last week for a League of Municipalities meeting, and we heard rumors of it, but that was all it was at that point. Nobody had seen anything or even, I think, talked directly to Apodaca when we first heard about it.
So to your knowledge, nobody on city council has had contact with Senator Apodaca?
So since then, the mayor did have a conversation with him, a meeting with him. But again, she was not shown a draft bill. So again, we don't know any of the specifics.
If this were to take effect, and obviously you don't know exactly what it will look like, but would you be in favor of Asheville's city council election being divvied up into districts?
I personally am not. I think we're still a small enough city that our allegiances as city council people should be citywide as opposed to really just to whatever piece of the city we happen to live in. When cities are larger, like Charlotte, Raleigh, Atlanta size, it makes sense to me to district those cities so that residents have a particular person that they can know they can always reach out to. But Asheville, I think, is still small enough so that we are accountable to everyone, and we hear from people all over the city, and I appreciate that. That has certainly helped me learn more about the city, become familiar with issues in other parts of the city that if I were to only represent a particular district, I might not learn or understand or appreciate.
And this bill, if it becomes a bill and if it gets passed, could potentially affect you. And again, this is speculative, but as reported by the Citizen Times, you are in West Asheville, and you share that region with Gordon Smith. And so it's conceivable that the two of you could be pitted against each other in an election for that district if that were to come into effect.
It's certainly possible. We don't know what those lines might be.
As far as what the legislature has done in places like Greensboro and in Wake County, are there any concerns you have with how those municipalities were districted by the legislature? Does it give you any concern?
There are several dynamics here. Number one is just the fact that this is Raleigh making decisions for Asheville. And I am a believer in local decisions being made locally rather than by people in Raleigh. So the preference, I think, of all of us on city council is that this decision be left to the voters in the city of Asheville. You know, if the senator feels compelled to put in a bill, we would at the very least want it to be put to a voter referendum, which could be on this November's ballot. And again, let the voters of Asheville decide. I do know that there are people here in Asheville that would be perfectly fine with districts, that support districts. We certainly could make that work if that's what the voters wanted. My preference would be that we would appoint an independent commission that would draw the districts based on the integrity of neighborhoods and the way that we think about this city and the way that it would make sense to divide up the city. My guess is that the way that the legislature is planning on drawing the lines, they're not overly concerned with neighborhood integrity. They may be more concerned with political representation on council.
I see. So as far as getting a Republican on city council, perhaps?
I think the legislature probably has different interests than those of us who live here in how those districts would be drawn.
You've been on the city council for just a short time, but have you heard many concerns from constituents of yours about lack of representation on city council?
I have not, no. During the campaign, again, I heard from some people that, you know, it would be nice if the city were districted, but, I mean, that was maybe, you know, fewer than five people. So there's definitely not an outcry for that here, at least with the people I was talking to.